I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We are looking for the westernmost province of Costa Rica for our GeoQuiz today, to a place that's home to a particularly melodious bird. The answer is the province of Guanacaste. That's G-U-A-N-A-C-A-S-T-E. Now, a Canadian scientist is studying the avian musicians in the province's Santa Rosa National Park. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro has the story.
Biologist Dan Mennell from the University of Windsor in Ontario has visited Santa Rosa National Park every summer for the past 7 years. He spends his time studying a little bird with a special song. It lives deep in the rainforest.
It's very, very hot, very, very steamy. And then out of the very thick undergrowth, you hear this beautiful low-pitched whistled song.
That's the call of a wren. The rufous and white wren. It sounds like one bird, but it's actually two. It's a duet between a male and a female. It's a bit like a piece of music composed for two pianos. This is Manuel Infante's Don Sandaluz. The timing of the pianos is tight, the music seamless. Now, you're listening to two pianos, but it's hard to tell which piano is playing which part until you attend a concert and watch the hands of the pianists skipping along their respective keyboards. But when you hear two birds duetting in a tropical forest, it's hard to see which one is singing which part.
Because it's just too thick. You can't see them with your binoculars, and you can't chase them around, in part because of the thick vegetation, and in part because there are a lot of poisonous snakes and whatnot that you don't want to step on as you move through this forest.
So Mennell worked out a system to find his singing wrens. He strung up an array of 8 microphones through a large patch of forest. The idea is that a singing bird will be loudest on the microphone it's closest to, and softer on the ones that are farther away. Mennell connected these microphones to his computer using almost a mile of cable. It took about 3 summers to get it all working and get enough data to figure out what's happening. And now he's able to provide some details on how and why these wrens duet. First, the how.
So here's a song of a male rufous and white wren. Their songs always have this fluty quality to them, low-pitched and highly melodic. Now here's a female. And you can probably tell they've got a higher pitch to them.
So now let's take that duet we heard before and pull it apart. The male starts. The female continues. The male concludes. And when we put it all together, in a paper published today in the journal Current Biology, Mennell and colleague Sandra Varenkamp proposed 2 reasons why the wrens sing duets. First, it appears to be a way of defending their shared territory. Second, it seems they duet to find each other in the thick forest. As the birds call to each other repeatedly, they move closer together. Mennell says they seem to be playing a version of the children's game Marco Polo, where someone calls out Marco to figure out where her friend is.
Polo!
Mennell's work in Santa Rosa National Park is still in its early stages. He plans to study other wrens that sing not just duets, but trios and quartets. And by learning where certain endangered wrens sing, he hopes to guide the conservation of their habitat. The more Mennell learns, the more amazed he is by the musical talents of these wrens. Consider this surprising discovery.
There's never been any definitive biography that I've read that shows Beethoven ever traveled in Costa Rica, but listen to this duet, this creation that certainly may have inspired Beethoven. And it's pretty hard to be out there in the forest and record this and not crack up, especially if you're trained at all as a musician.
For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.